This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban after six people, including three children, were killed in a school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday.
So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress.
Nashville is the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee. The shooter, a 28-year-old woman fatally shot by officers at the scene, had at least two semi-automatic rifles and a handgun, police said. At least two people have been killed and dozens wounded when Russian forces shelled the Ukrainian city of Slovyansk in the partially occupied eastern Donetsk region. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Video footage of the aftermath shows damaged residential buildings, debris in the streets, and vehicles on fire. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky describing the attack as terrorism. The Slovyansk hit followed a typical pattern of long-range shelling adopted by the Kremlin's forces, especially in recent months as the fighting has become deadlocked due to the bitterly cold winter period. Ukraine's presidential office reports in the eastern Donetsk region, some 10 cities and villages have been shelled by Russian forces over the previous 24 hours. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday night paused a judicial overhaul which triggered a general strike, political division, and mass protest in the country's most severe domestic crisis in years. The proposed reforms would curtail the authorities of the Supreme Court and give politicians greater powers over the selections of judges. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities say a rehabilitation program for former Boko Haram fighters is helping weaken the group's fighting power. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja.
Who will be the good ambassadors of this very facility?
Some 590 former Boko Haram fighters during a graduation ceremony Saturday at the De-Radicalization, Rehabilitation and Reintegration DRR camp in northern Gombe State. They are the latest batch of voluntary defectors from the sect to undergo the six-month rehabilitation program. Nigerian authorities started the Safe Exit Program in July 2016 as a strategy to degrade the fighting power of terror groups like Boko Haram. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Climate activists from Zimbabwe joined protesters outside the European Gas Conference on Monday in Austria. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Earlier this month, Southern Africa was hit for a second time by Tropical Cyclone Freddy. It killed more than 500 people since first making landfall in February, fueled by warmer oceans as a result of climate change.
We are facing floods, we are facing storms.
Dean Bekamuzi, also from Don't Gas Africa, says the continent wants renewable energy and a sustainable future.
We refuse to be Europe's gas station.
More than 250 delegates are attending the European Gas Conference. According to the conference organizers, the event will address the long-term role of natural gas in Europe and its position in the transition to help reach net zero target.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A U.S. voting rights campaign is focusing on people held in prisons across the country, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
People serving sentences for felony convictions lose their right to vote. Detainees awaiting trial or serving misdemeanor sentences do retain that right, but face barriers. Tykari Skillen is awaiting trial at Chicago's Cook County Jail on a weapons charge.
One vote could most definitely make a difference because my one vote could be the vote that actually get that person into the office.
Skillen just became a first-time voter.
Just because we're incarcerated now, some of us are innocent, and the ones that's not innocent still could change.
Expanding jailhouse voting is one of the latest steps to combine voting rights with criminal justice changes. I'm Ed Donahue.
The man suing American actress Gwyneth Paltrow over a Utah skiing collision has testified he was rammed into from behind and sent absolutely flying. The retired optometrist Terry Sanderson said Monday the collision with Paltrow was a serious smack and left him with life-altering injuries. I'm Joe Ramsey.